Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Randy Jones. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Jones. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Guy Szolarts. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jose Barrios. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jeff Ransom. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Lasky. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bill Lasky. And now, play ball. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodges. The throw from Ransom and he is safe. Hodges steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barrios settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Barrios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Barrios moves to third. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Szolarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szolarts is 0 for 1 in the game. Szolarts takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gardenhier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Foster reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foster moves to third. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhier hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Barrios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrios hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom is 0-for-1 in the game. Ransom hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasky is 0-for-1 in the game. Lasky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Szilard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Szilard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Guy Szilard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Szilard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Szilard hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards short. Szilard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Jose Barrios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrios hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrios moves to third. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom is 0-for-2 in the game. Ransom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Solart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Bill Lasky. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is hit by the pitch. Guy Solarts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solarts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Solarts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Breining now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barrios scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Tom Verizer now playing second base. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Barrios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barrios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardenhire strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Jeff Ransom. Neil Allen now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Fred Braining. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Wolford moves to second. Milt May pinch hits for Guy Szilards. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.